Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Hey, if you're like me, you can't imagine life without three things: God, guitars, and Bob Inyart Live. And while my God will always be there for me, and my guitar is paid for, keeping Bob Inyart Live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time. September is Bob's telethon month, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to consistently book A-list interviews and promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. And with each new monthly subscription for the telethon or a donation of $50 or more, you will receive Bob's newest DVD, How to Be a Christian Family, as a free gift. Call 1-800-8-ENYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-ENYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
Service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Inyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney. Glad to be here, Bob. Happy Labor Day.
Well, thank you, Doug. And what a day to talk about, you know, speaking of labor,
yeah,
the wedge issues that we have labored over.
We have
since
been
1991.
And this is a labor of love.
With conservatives to expose their inner liberal, right?
Yeah.
With Christians so that people could determine, are they conservative biblical Christians or are they liberal Christians?
Mm. And there are wedge issues that you have exploited here on the program for 20 years, 22 years?
In order, right. And every so often we'll add a new wedge issue when we identify it. And also wedge issues with the population at large. The unbelievers who detract from Jesus Christ and trying to put a wedge in by some observation, whether it's from history or the study of even mathematics or science or whatever, in order to show people that what they hear from the culture is a lie and that God is true and that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. I thought it was fun, that idea that we'll talk about some of those wedge issues because we want to encourage people that this month of September.
That's right. Labor Day kicks off.
Yeah.
September, which is telethon month.
Our annual telethon for Bob Inyart Live. So we're going to talk specifically about these wedge issues.
Right.
And then if people see the value in this program, if they could subscribe to our monthly Bible studies, our topical DVDs, our sermons, either in audio or video, or if they could make a one-time donation. We have a high goal.
Yes, a one-time donation. The goal is $35,000 for the month of September.
Yes.
Not that much money, but a significant amount of money in this ministry. The reason I said this has to be a labor of love.
Yes.
Is because it's obvious to me that you're not doing this for the money.
You know, Doug, by attempting, asking God to help us to be faithful since 1991, so 22 years of on the air, 5 days a week, we have been able to reach people by the thousands with the fundamentals.
Amen.
That there is a God. He has revealed truth and righteousness to us. We've rebelled against him through his son, Jesus Christ, the eternal God, the Son, our creator. He died for our sins and rose from the dead so that we could be saved and live forever. Mm. These are the fundamentals, and our culture, of course, hates Jesus Christ. And any alternative will do, just not Jesus Christ.
Well, that's true.
And so we find wedge issues in these different categories.
Mm-hmm. It's been a way to direct people's attention toward those fundamentals. You've really got a skill for taking advantage of these wedge issues and gaining someone's attention, walking them through that issue and why it may not correspond to their worldview, and then eventually leading them to those fundamentals that you just talked about.
To Jesus Christ.
Because that's where it all leads.
One example, starting in 2007, we picked up on the dinosaur soft tissue issue.
Yes.
Which has become a phenomenon now. Back then, Not one in 10,000 had heard about it.
No.
We were determined to make it an issue, and it's headed in that direction. Mm. Because yeah. people are saying, hey, you know, this idea that they're 68 million years old and they have soft, transparent blood vessels in sandstone in Montana? Come on. These wedge issues are important. The three major assets that the body of Christ on earth in its preaching the gospel and promoting a Christian worldview has nothing going for it greater than these three factors. You know, we take God's word, the Bible, we become Christians, we're promoting the gospel, and then we have tools to use to promote the gospel, to promote God's word. We have identified the three greatest assets right now for the body of Christ. Do you recall?
Well, I would,
I'm putting you on the spot.
I would start with personhood.
Personhood.
I would start with personhood.
The God-given right to life of every, because we're made in his image.
That's right. And so on that topic, by the way, the Colorado Right to Life Banquet is coming up very soon.
This Saturday. In 6 days from now.
Right.
Alan Keyes
will be there.
Right at the Holiday Inn at I-70 in Quebec, just south of I-70. Yep. And it's $100 a plate.
A bargain.
Please call Colorado Right to Life and register. Lord willing, we're all going to be there. I'm going to be there, of course.
I'll be there. We'll all
I mean,
there.
Unless the Lord returns. We're in the battle to tell people that God created us in his image and likeness. So Alan Keyes, Saturday night, 7 o'clock, be there.
Yeah.
It's the place to be.
Yeah. And we talk about personhood being a tool. This is where the troops get together to sharpen our swords in the personhood battle is at the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. And who better to have up on the dais than Alan Keyes when you're trying to sharpen your verbal sword?
Wow, the world's greatest living orator.
Amen.
And this month is the deadline for bringing in your signatures for the Brady Amendment.
That's right.
So you come to the banquet. If you haven't signed the Brady Amendment,
we'll have some
first,
there.
But then you could sign the personhood petition at the banquet Saturday night, and you could pick up a petition to get
even better
a half a dozen more signatures.
Yeah.
They got to be turned in this month. They have to be processed and then sent to the Secretary of State.
Because here, at least in Colorado and several other states, personhood is not just an academic exercise. We're actually on the ground trying to do something about it, not just talking about it. And talking about it's important.
Yeah.
But we're trying to do something about it.
Yeah.
And having Bob Enyart live on the terrestrial airwaves, on the mighty 670 KLT, the 50,000-watt blowtorch for the gospel, is, I believe, one of the keystones in the infrastructure that's been built. And that's why we need the $35,000. You had mentioned a one-time donation.
Yes.
If there's anyone out there who can make a one-time donation of $35,000.
We could end the telethon.
Telethon be over today.
And go right back to normal programming.
We could go right back to promoting things like Bob Wedge issues. Talk a little bit about how DNA and genomes and how these issues
DNA.
Have been used.
Wedge issues.
As wedge issues.
Oh, yeah. Doug, the genomes that just don't fit. The atheists have convinced people they're Darwin marketing reps. They're salesmen. They cannot be trusted. They've convinced people that all evidence supports Darwinism. That is a complete lie. The genomes that just don't fit. They have said most of our DNA is junk.
Mm-hmm.
It's leftover mistakes from evolution. It turns out that the leading scientists in the world, the leading journals in the world, they've been publishing hundreds of papers saying, you know what? It looks like the vast majority of our DNA is vital. It's important. It's functional.
That's
it gets
right.
transcribed.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing stuff.
Yes, reinforcing what I heard from a fundamentalist pastor
back in the 90s.
15 years ago.
Back in the 90s, debating one of the world's leading
Eugenie
scientists
Scott, I remember.
Against creation.
And look where that has gone from Eugenie Scott being able to utter that in public with confidence.
Yeah, because the whole evolution movement was, she was saying what they were all saying.
Right, that was the mantra in 1998.
That junk DNA was one of the best pieces of evidence against a creator God.
Well, that argument has gone away. They're not using that argument.
It's been shrinking.
Yeah, they can't use it.
They've been getting quieter and quieter.
Yeah.
Like vestigial organs, their arguments tend to shrink and shrink.
As evolutionists die off.
Right. Like the eye was, Science advances one funeral at a time.
That's right.
Like the eye is poorly designed.
Uh-huh.
You know, their arguments begin to shrink and shrink and shrink. Which is, when you're against truth, that's ultimately, you become increasingly irrational in denial.
Yeah.
You become a salesman, not an objective scientist or not an objective human being.
Yeah, you end up someone who's drank the Kool-Aid.
So bigoted and biased.
Yeah, and eventually so, mentally ill, genuinely.
So junk DNA and genomes that just don't fit. Mm. That's but dinosaur soft tissue is big. Carbon 14 is big.
Oh, that's
because carbon 14 only lasts thousands of years. It's everywhere. It's not supposed to be.
That's right.
Like in dinosaur bones and coal and oil and gas and amber. And it's in everything that's supposed, even in diamonds. And they're supposed to be a billion years old.
Right.
And here's carbon 14 right in the middle of them. And it only lasts thousands of years.
And you're the only show that I'm aware of that actually holds people's feet to the fire on these issues.
Trying, right?
Well, you do all you can.
And right. And Doug, getting very strategically, getting interviews with leading scientists, philosophers, atheists,
right,
pro-life, whatever, Republican, whoever, Ann Coulters of the world.
Yeah.
Strategically to try to nudge them all to the right. These using wedge issues. Like with Ann Coulter, she's a moral relativist, a legal positivist. That's why she's on the board of a homosexual organization. Yeah. And that's why she supports Republicans who are radically pro-abortion,
yeah,
like Mitt Romney. Exposing the liberal in the conservative using wedge issues.
And being on the radio is what makes that possible, especially with a lot of these A-list type interviews.
Yeah.
You know, in order to get someone like that to come in and sit down, you've got to have the cachet to say, hey, we've got 50,000 watts. We're booming to the entire state of Colorado.
Right.
And they'll come in and they'll sit down. And then once you've got them in the studio, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, then that's when the magic happens.
Our website, KGOV, K-G-O-V,
yep,
.com. Mm-hmm. If people add /debates, they get to a list of all our debates. And whether it's science or atheism or economics, mm-hmm, or different religions or the pro-life issue and personhood or sexual immorality and homosexuals or theology, we have debated many of the leaders in all these different areas. And what we think is that if you have a biblical worldview, if you're informed biblically, then you could better understand God and the world that we live in so that you will be an actual positive influence toward those around you and the culture, rather than just the Christians spouting our mouths and really maybe advocating things that are wrong, which happens all the time.
It's happened to me. It's happened to me before I met you.
And me too, I'm sure. But iron sharpens iron.
That's right. That's right. And that's why we need Bob Enyart live on the air. I don't mean to keep, this is a telethon though. Let's keep that in mind. And we need to raise $35,000 this month.
Yes.
It's critical. It's crucial.
And this is the first broadcast day of the month.
This is the start. Even though it's technically a day off. Right? It's technically a day off.
Not
we're here working
us.
Because this is a labor of love.
Yeah, and on Labor Day.
We're not doing this for the money. If we raise the $35,000, it's already spent.
Yeah.
And not on travel expenses or first class airline tickets.
Right.
This is just to keep the show on the radio.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, our bookkeeper came in just before airtime.
Big mistake.
Showed us the books. Mm-hmm. But it was hard to go on the air and do a standard show.
Yeah.
It was a Monday. It was a very hard Monday show. And then the next day, you and I talked about the copyright of the plot, My Life's Work. Perhaps we should sell that, put that on the marketing block.
Yeah.
You know, there might be somebody who wants to partner with Bob Enyart Live. Be a partner. Maybe we could be like 50-50. I don't know, 49-51. I don't know.
I think you want to keep 51, Bob.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. You want to keep creative interest. But it would be an investment with eternal returns. And who knows? If Bob dies, the book could end up, you know.
Well.
It could be a real serious
financial.
Yeah,
and people will start praying for my rumors of his demise. We're greatly exaggerated. And Doug, it very well may not be a financial bonanza to own 50% of the copyright of the plot, which is My Life's Work. But it could be an eternal investment and to partnership. Like I think of ministries that I really like let's say Bullinger.
Yeah.
His companion Bible, his books he wrote.
Wrote some.
And imagine if one of them said, you know, we're struggling. Would anyone like to purchase 50% ownership in My Life's Work?
Mm.
That would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And it could very well be that somebody out there, and we didn't say an amount because it's hard to put an amount on it. And if somebody wants to partner with Bob Enyart Live, you know, we'd love to hear your thoughts about what you think it might be worth.
Well, you know, I had a conversation with one of your supporters many years ago about finances and money. And I told this fella, I said, you know, I don't want to be rich. I don't have a goal of being rich. But what I do want to do is I want to do big things that affect the whole world.
Wow.
Usually you've got to be rich to do that.
Yeah.
To affect the whole world, yeah, and do big things. This is a way that someone could be involved in a big thing that will affect people all over the world for decades, centuries, however long the Lord tarries.
And Doug, something that has a proven track record, because for 22 years, 5 days a week, we've been on the air reinforcing the basics. And you know, when a football team is doing lousy, the coach comes in,
yeah,
and says, we got to return to the basics. Mm. And so that's what Bob and Yurt Live has been urging people, nudging Christians to the right, yeah, taking the world, unbelievers, and exposing the lies that they've been seduced by, and using these wedge issues, yeah, like personhood, for example.
That brings up another issue that you have been key in promoting, the idea that we should look to the Bible for guidance on public policy.
On public policy.
I never would have thought that in a million years before I met you and started listening to this show.
But sadly, you don't get that from our national Christian ministries.
No, nowhere.
You don't get that from the parachurch ministries.
No.
You get from them that they're trying to figure out how to accommodate the culture and still retain their Christianity.
Exactly.
They don't, yes, have a vision. They're just trying to survive. Mm-hmm. We need a vision for victory, because ultimately we are victors. We're more than overcomers in Jesus Christ. And so we shouldn't be looking to achieve one-tenth of a victory.
No.
We're looking to save people, to save their soul, so they could spend eternity with God and with us in heaven. That's the goal. The goal isn't to get them in a one level higher in hell, so that when you're suffering apart from God forever, you're not in the deepest level of hell. That's not the goal.
As we analyze the news of the day regularly on this broadcast, it seems to me that our adversaries are bent on not only going to hell, but taking as many people as they can,
yes,
with them.
Right.
Our goal, now we know we've won. We've had the victory. The spiritual victory
ultimately
has already occurred. But our goal is to take as many people as we can with us.
To the victory dinner.
Yes.
To the celebration.
To the victor goes the spoils.
Yeah. There's such a wonder waiting for us, as Paul writes to the Romans in the New Testament, that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the joy that we will share forever,
amen,
with God and one another. So people, Doug, I don't know how many times, if it was once, it's been 5,000 times since we've been on the air. Listeners, when we meet at some function, they'll say, Bob, how are you always optimistic? How do you always have a, how is it possible? Because my wife and I look at the long-term perspective, God first, others, and then yourself.
Amen.
And what Jesus has done for us, and we will have the victory. And we do want to bring more people into the victory.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So the Germans will be defeated. The slave traders will be defeated. All the enemies of Christ, they are defeated in him, and they will see their defeat eventually. It will be manifest.
Yes, yes.
So in the meantime, we've got them where we want them.
Yeah.
Everybody who's afraid of Obama, forget Obama. Be afraid of the Republican Party. Like Jesus, he didn't slam the Sadducees. He slammed the Pharisees.
Now the Sadducees, they denied the resurrection. They were practically pagans.
Yeah, they're basically atheists.
Yeah.
But it's the people who are lukewarm, the people who claim to be righteous, who are defending child killers.
Right.
If you have ever defended a child killer, you need to repent.
Yeah.
And I mean a child killer, a politician who's willing to kill one child. You need to repent, because they're child killers and they're going to hell unless they have turned to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And there's very little evidence that any of these people are Christians. Bush spent way more time praising Muhammad, the Quran, and Islam than he ever uttered about Jesus, the Bible, or Christianity ever.
Yeah. And who else is going to hold these people's feet to the fire except right here on Bob and Yurt Live? We were talking earlier about why the broadcast is important, and obviously it's important for the reasons that we've gone over. But I really believe that you have a vision of robbing our adversaries of their biggest lies. And you've strategically, for 20 years, You've promoted the arguments that will eventually rob our adversaries of their biggest lies. Like, it's not a baby, it's a blob of tissue. The universe exploded out of nothing, and this is all a cosmic accumulating.
The evidence against the Big Bang.
It's incredible.
Doug, I have designed a full-page ad, an open letter to theoretical physicist Lawrence Krauss.
Emphasis on the theoretical.
Yes. Yeah. To run at Arizona State University in their state press. 50,000 copies printed in every issue.
Yeah.
Major paper. That's going to cost a few thousand dollars. We can't. That's not part of this telethon.
That's not part of the 35.
No.
So if you want to call up and
if somebody would want to underwrite that, that's $3,000.
$3,000.
But
really,
it's a wedge issue to get students at a leading university with Lawrence Krauss. I mean, he's Richard Dawkins' best bud. This is the Discovery Channel, Universe from Nothing. There is no God.
Yes.
Forget Jesus. A star died so you can live. Lawrence Krauss, full page ad exposing he is a Big Bang marketing rep.
Yeah.
He is not an objective scientist. He is propagandizing those students, and they will have a career of confusion if they believe his misrepresentation of the universe we live in.
And I haven't heard. Now, Krauss was interviewed on a number of outlets, both conservative and liberal. Nowhere was he challenged. Nowhere was he challenged except right here.
Not even the conservative talking heads who interviewed
him. They would
him.
Not chat. They think that he's too smart for them, apparently.
And I'm too dumb to know.
You're too dumb to know any better. So, and
well,
you know what?
Fools for Christ's sake.
Let me just say there were a number of people in your circle who were concerned about how that debate went because they thought maybe Lawrence won the debate. As time has passed, we learned the lesson that just because you state a lie emphatically and with confidence does not mean you win the debate.
No.
He stated his lies with confidence and he was
emphatically
emphatic.
And increasingly,
yes.
I mean, the evidence against the Big Bang is so overwhelming. And he's enabled us to show the contrast between the truth and reality and a liar.
That's right.
And everyone who stands against God as our creator is a liar. Mm. And the Bible says, and Jesus said, is a fool. And so these kids going to his university, they have eternal souls.
Yes.
And we have a vision to save them, to throw them a lifeline. And this full-page ad could turn a number of them toward the Lord in the scriptures to reveal the truth about creation.
Mm. Because there's no one else who's going to plant a seed of doubt in their minds, not at the university.
Well, not focus on the family,
well,
not Hugh Ross and Reasons to Believe.
No,
and
they won't.
Not the old guard pro-life movement who's chummy with evolution and the Big Bang and all.
Yeah.
It's up to the Christians who are not ashamed of God's word.
Amen. And there we have one right here. He's on AM 670, a 50,000-watt radio station.
And his name is Doug McBurney.
His name is Bob Enyart. We need to keep the show on the air. And it's only $35,000.
So,
that's what? That's
so
like
Doug,
a BMW? That's a low-end BMW.
So, Doug.
Come on.
So, a one-time donation or a subscription.
Subscriptions and are of value to both sides.
Somebody,
it's a win-win.
If somebody made a donation of $5,000. Imagine starting the telethon.
That would be awesome.
$5,000 or $10 or $1,000 or $50. That goes toward the goal at face value.
That's right.
$1,000 is $1,000 toward the $35,000 goal. If somebody subscribes to our monthly sermons, DVD sermons, audio sermons, our verse-by-verse Bible studies, our Bible study albums,
Book
which
of Mark?
Are so fun.
Book of Mark, almost finished?
The Gospel of Mark is now ready.
The Gospel of Mark is
in
ready.
In two volumes, verse by verse, through the entire Gospel of Mark.
Awesome.
And Doug, we're right now doing a study on 1 Kings that has got me ecstatic. We have, you've mentioned in our telethon ad, the How to Be a Christian Family, the brand new series.
That's right. Every donation of $50 or more
gets a How to Be a Christian Family
a
DVD
complimentary copy.
Series.
Yep.
And so we have these. If somebody subscribes to one of those, so let's say it's $25 a month, $35, $50, depending on what they subscribe to,
right,
then we multiply that times 10. So if you subscribe to $50 a month, or you make a $50 a month donation, just a recurring automatic donation, that goes to the telethon times 10.
Awesome.
And the reason for that, Doug, is because 80% of our revenue comes from our monthly subscribers.
Wow.
Those are the people who've kept Bob Enyart Live on the air all these years, promoting the personhood movement, the Christian homeschool movement, and the young earth creation movement. And those are the three, by the way. Those are the three assets.
We wanted to get to all three.
Of the body of
Personhood,
Christ.
Young Earth creation.
And the Christian homeschool
Christian
movement.
Christian homeschooling.
These are the three greatest assets that are enabling us to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ in a Christian worldview.
Yeah, these are three bright lights shining in an ever-darkening culture.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's shocking how bad things
get. And if
get
you want to contrast that, like contrast those three with other things that are neat, like let's say Christian music. Christian music is neat. It's great. It's not going to do what the Personhood movement can do.
No.
Christian, let's say Christian publishing houses.
Yeah, publishing.
That's great, mm-hmm. But it's not going to do what the homeschool movement could do. And so the same is take your favorite, you know, Christian
well, let's take your
movies,
favorite
Christian
movies. Christian
movies. Like Return of the Giants and all those great movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not going to do what the creation movement is going to do.
Not even
it's
close.
Not going to do a person.
Take your biggest Christian speaker who goes around and motivates stadiums full of people.
Yeah.
Will not have the
women
tenth of the effect.
Women of faith.
Promise keepers.
They're neat. They're valuable.
Not even a small percentage of the effect of the homeschooling movement will have.
So Bob Benyart Live, trying to be strategic over the last 22 years, strategically looking at what parts of the body of Christ are going to pay off the greatest eternal value.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we put our focus and attention.
And by the way, real results, I know of at least 30 families who homeschool their kids, maybe not just because of Bob Benyart Live, but as a direct result of this ministry. I know 30 families, mine included,
Doug,
who wouldn't have done it.
And thank you for pointing that out. And so many from all over the country.
That's right.
And so many we will not know of until we see the Lord.
I'm just talking about people I personally know.
Right.
Yeah, these
and
are
so,
real results.
Right. 30, that's an enormous number.
It's incredible.
Right.
And we multiply, by the way.
Yeah, we tell others. These are vital. And notice it's not the homeschool movement. It's the Christian homeschool movement. Because you have kids in the homeschool movement, they're going to grow up pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, godless, you know, pro-Darwin and Big Bang, and sexually immoral. The girls are going to be bisexual in high school and in college. The boys are going to pay for their girlfriend's abortion.
Yeah.
They're going to get three or four divorces by the time they're 60 years old, if they make it that long.
Yeah.
So it's not just homeschooling. It's the Christian homeschool movement. So don't just go to your public school and say, I want to sign up as a homeschool family.
No, that doesn't work.
No. Don't get a godless curriculum.
Mm-mm.
No. Hey, Doug, I was just handed this for the telethon from Sumter, South Carolina.
Hey, Fort Sumter, isn't that where the Civil War started?
That's where it started.
Wow.
Yeah, the shot heard around the world.
We make it all the way to Sumter,
1,000,
South Carolina.
Yeah.
We make it all the way
on the
way.
Internet.
Wow.
$1,000.
Praise the Lord.
This family purchased the Benyart Audio Library. Every audio Bible teaching that we've had through the years, all in one library.
Watch all that.
$999.99.
Right. We go interview this Sumter, South Carolina family 6 months from now. Let's find out if they think the $1,000 was a good investment. My guess is they'll say it was easily worth 10 times.
And they
that
save
price.
A lot of money from the retail price.
Oh, yeah.
Of all
I can't believe you're giving that away for
$900. Thank the Lord.
Praise
and
the
thank
Lord.
You to this family from South Carolina. Now we only need $34,000.
$34,000. It's just an incredible encouragement, Bob, that you're on the air now. We want to keep you on the air for another year. It's only $35,000.
So kgov.com, you could donate online or subscribe. And our phone number, 303-463-7789. 303-463-7789. 303-463-7789. And see you at the banquet Saturday night with Alan Keyes.